Okay, welcome. And before everybody goes home, I'm going to wish everybody a happy and safe Thanksgiving. But for now, if you wouldn't mind standing and following the Pledge of Allegiance, flag behind us. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I'm going to get situated here. All right, we did the call to order, we did the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, so for roll call, we're going to have something very, very unique. So if the board members wouldn't mind introducing themselves, we'll start from the far right and come off to the left.
Hi, I'm Carol White.
I'm Patrick Dearson.
Randy Okamura, and Matt Trump is not with us. He may become joining us later, but he's not here at the moment. But we do have a quorum. And over on the staff side, who do we have?
We have Tyler DiLorenzo, conference planning.
Jason Dagger, with Commissioner
Jones. And Carmen, the Secretary of Spring Valley Board.
All right. Okay. Bear with us as we continue the meeting. Usually we have amplification and we have projectors, but we don't, so we're gonna figure out how to move forward. If you wouldn't mind bearing with us, we'd appreciate it.
Technologically challenged this week.
We're going off-grid, so to speak. So the next item is public comment, but before I read that, I'd like to read a few items on the reminder of the meeting. So items on the agenda may be taken out of order, which probably will happen tonight. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter that's not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at the meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or other electronic devices. And do take your private conversation outside of the room because it does resonate in this room. Let's see, that's basically it. Move forward to the portion of public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you do wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comment by general public later in the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, which we don't have, but do come up and be identified. And let's see, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Okay. Approval of the minutes for October 28. What I'd like to do now is just point out that we do need to make some changes, so we will withdraw the item.
We'll make the changes.
Oh, okay.
And then you can go ahead and approve it, and I'll just make the changes.
Okay. So item three, where it's motion by Randy Okamura, approval of the October 14, 20 minutes. I was not present to make the motion. Does anybody recall who made the motion?
It was Carol who made the motion.
Okay,
so
Carol.
We'll fix it.
So Carol made the motion for that. And then item four, which is the approval of the October 28, 25 agenda. Do we know who made that?
It was also Carol.
Okay, Carol. All right, so I'll go ahead and make those changes, and I would entertain a motion to adopt the minutes with the edited comments.
I would make a motion to adopt.
Okay, there's been a motion to adopt. Without further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Then so for this evening, we have a request to move item 12 to the front of the agenda. So that would be number one that we do that to accommodate one of our presenters' schedule. And also to note that items 4, 5, 6, and 7 are pertaining to the same applicant, same recommendation that we combine the item to be presented at the same time, but we will vote on each item separately. Items 10 and 11, same request to combine the presentation into one, but vote separately on each item. So having that made that request, all those in favor of adopting the agenda for this evening, please say, please make a motion.
Motion to approve.
Okay, motion's been made. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Okay, here we go. Let's see. All right, so is there any informational items from the county?
Everyone, please sign in. That'd be great. You can do it right now or towards that, whichever is easiest. Thank you.
All right. So let's move to item 12. Let me read this into the record. So item 12 is WS-25-0754-Uncommons Living Building 1 LLC. It's a waiver of development standards to increase the sign height. The design review is for modifications to previously approved comprehensive sign package in conjunction with an existing mixed-use project on 32.5 acres in a UV urban village mixed-use zone in the CMA Design Overlay District, generally located east of Durango Drive and south of Clark County 215 within Spring Valley. All yours.
Good evening, board and chair. Levy O'Heaney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the application. I appreciate you moving my item ahead because I have to get to Paradise for my item in Paradise, so I really appreciate it. My project is to amend two previous sign packages for the Uncommons project. To orient you to the site, the project is a 35.5 acre mixed use development located on the south side of the 215 Beltway and Roy Horn and east of Durango Drive, opposite the Durango Station Resort. This request specifically, and I'll just use this map to show you, there was previously a monument sign approved to the northeast corner of the site. This is Garnier, which is a public street that runs north-south, and here's Roy Horn and 215, and there's a private street named Tom Rodriguez within the project. So that monument sign will be moved to this area, which didn't have signage before. And then what we're proposing here is a 40-foot high freestanding sign. The reason we're proposing it is this is Roy Horn, which is a frontage road along 215. And so the monument sign, we realized, was not visible enough. You really couldn't see it. And this is a major entry into the development. Go down Garnier to Mall. So we needed a sign that was more visible. I'm sorry, I didn't expect this to be. And basically, this is the overall site plan. That's the new proposed 40-foot high monument sign, freestanding sign, and then monument is being moved to this location. Now, with this amendment to the previously approved sign packages, It means that, so these are the signs. This is the freestanding sign, which is the uncommon sign, and it will list some of the uses in there. It's illuminated, but it's not an animated sign. It's just internally.
So it's not a video screen? It's not a video screen?
No, it's not a video screen. And this is the monument sign that will be relocated to that portion that didn't have a previous sign. And with the amendment, of course, then the sign table changes. So the square footage changes. Previous approval was 23,000 plus. Now with an increase of 420 for the overall signage. So we end up with three freestanding signs. So that's the change. The monument sign is just a replacement. So really, even though we're talking about two signs, that sign that we're proposing is the freestanding sign, which increases the number of freestanding signs for the entire 35.5 acres to three instead of two. And the other one is a relocation. And so the table was just amended to show that. And with that, we would recommend, we would ask that you recommend approval for the application. Really relocating one sign and requesting an additional freestanding sign.
All right, thank you. So at this time, I'd like to bring this back to the audience here. Is there any member of the public that would like to comment on the application? All right, seeing no quick movements, I'll bring it back to the board here. Does any member of the board have any questions or comments? None? All right. I'm open to a motion.
I would motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right, it's been moved to approve without any further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye,
motion carries. Go with speed, but not too fast.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, trying to figure out the fastest way to get there. Thank you and good evening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
You too.
All right, let's see. Yeah. Do we have a representative from the Church Life Baptist?
I am the representative.
Oh, you moved before I invited you up. That's okay. Let me read this into the record. So this is the DR-25-0729 Church Life Baptist, which is a design review, design review for a proposed expansion of an existing place of worship, building, and parking. Parking lot redesigned on 4.4 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the airport environs AE60 overlay. Generally located on Tenaya Way and south of Post Road within Spring Valley. All yours.
Good evening. My name is Zach Broyles. I'm with IZ Design Studio. I'm the architect of the project. I also did their most recent expansion. I'll be representing Life Baptist Church. My address is 7229 West Sahara, and my last name is spelled B-R-O-Y-L-E-S. So we're here tonight regarding the design review for the expansion. This is the expansion here. I apologize for the small diagram here. Last time we did have an overhead projector, so I didn't print the full-size drawings because they're unwieldy on a small projector. So this was their original sanctuary. We did this expansion about 5 years ago, and they need some new administrative space, and they're going to dedicate their original sanctuary to a youth-only building. So this expansion will be for their offices. I'm going to keep it brief because we have a really straightforward application. It's just a design review. We're pleased to present a project that's fully compliant with Title 30. We're not asking for any waivers or variances. The expansion is a two-story, 10,000 square foot attachment to the existing sanctuary building. It's primarily, like I said, for administrative offices. We've also got meeting rooms and ministry support in there. We know that parking's often a concern, and it was a concern when I first started looking at this project, but the code has changed. Since we did the original, and the parking requirement is much less. So that leaves us actually, it now requires 148 stalls, and we have 270, so we have a surplus of 120 parking spaces. The circulation remains efficient. We're keeping all the existing driveways. You can see we're expanding into the parking lot here, so we're taking away a few of the spaces, but we've reconfigured this parking lot on the south, which is primarily just used for the administration anyway, with, you know, the Sunday services all being serviced by this north parking lot. We're matching the existing architecture. I'll switch to the elevations here. So if you look here, this is the existing sanctuary building here on this side here, and then on the bottom, it's this here. This is our new building, so we're matching the existing height for the new. We're matching all the, yes?
Could you take your conversation outside, please? Take your conversation outside, please? All right, thank you. Go ahead.
So we're matching the materials and the architectural design to the original and the previously approved project that I presented to you guys about 6 years ago. Same colors, and like I said, same building height. So we've reviewed the staff report. We agree with the recommendation for approvals, and you know, we hope that you agree as well. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. All right. Going to the members of the public, is anybody out in the public would like to make a comment on this particular application? Okay, seeing none, I'll bring you back to the board. Any questions or comments?
Just for the orientation of things, your south parking lot, that continues.
Yes, and north is this way. Yeah, that continues, and there's a commercial development to the south. The church said that they've got a really good relationship with them. And if they need it, you know, they've already had that conversation with that landowner. There's no activities on Sunday with those because they're a Monday through Friday business. So yeah, there is potential, and the parking lot does extend down to the south.
Any other questions and comments? All right, I'm open to a motion.
I would make a motion to approve with staff condition.
All right, motion's been made. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay, item two, is anybody here to represent the applicant for item two? All right. Let me read this into the record. WS25-0650, Marin Charity P. Waiver of development standards to reduce the rear setback in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.22 acres in an RS5-2 residential single-family 5.2 zone, generally located on the north of Goody Court and east of Mann Street within Spring Valley. All yours.
All right. Thank you very much, members of the board. My name is Devin Rendon. I am the associate project manager for the project in question here, seeking a waiver of development standards. The project is currently seeking a change in occupancy from R3 single-family residential to an R4 community residence with a maximum of 10 residents. In this case, it'll be a total of about 4. However, the waiver of development standards in question pertains to the rear setback of the property, which stands at 11'6", including the roof overhang and an existing patio enclosure, both of which existed prior to the purchase of the property by the current owner. And as you can see in some of the photos, we have that roof overhang and the patio enclosure standing contiguous along that 11'6" dimension to the rear setback, and effectively just really appreciate your time, and would greatly appreciate a recommendation to move forward with the current state of the rear setback for the property.
All right, thank you. Going back to public, any members of the public have a comment on this particular application? All right, seeing none, bringing back to the board. Any questions or comments?
I'm just a little confused as to exactly what the ask is, just from the way it was written. From what I understand, the original overhang was put in without a permit originally. Was that correct?
So the entirety of that roof overhang, kind of covering the patio, that was all there existing prior to the owner's purchase with, you know, no sign of any permit prior to.
So the last owner did in fact install that without a permit, and the current owner purchased the property.
Mm-hmm. As
unknowingly, mm-hmm. perhaps, but right. That was the case.
Yes.
So what's being asked now is to permit that or to alter it?
To permit that. No alterations or renovations of any kind to the home.
And how is it different from homes adjacent to it in that neighborhood? From what I could see, it seemed to be sort of the same thing that everybody else has, which is what was a little confusing. It sounded, the way it was written, it sounded like they were looking to expand it even farther.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there won't be any expansions. As far as the surrounding context around the home along that street, there's several instances of aluminum patio covers and, you know, other means of protection that certainly assume not in violation of any rear setbacks, but also kind of have to speak that same language as what we're seeing in this property.
Yeah, so it's basically in line with the other mm-hmm. other homes.
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Carol, did you have any questions?
No.
So, did the applicant or you have any discussions with members of the planning staff at all?
We've spoken with comprehensive planning and effectively procured the drawings for their review, but beyond that.
Okay, so there's no discussion, no advocacy as to why. The same thing with staff. Usually we get write-ups in terms of what took place and the thinking behind something.
So to clarify on the request, it's classified as an addition to the house, and the primary structure needs to be 20 feet from the back.
Understand.
So that's...
So you
for them to get a building permit.
All right, so staff basically thought of it as just an application as opposed to an existing condition. Am I kind of articulating?
I don't understand what you're saying.
So the item was built when the application was submitted. Mm-hmm. So they're already encroaching the setback, mm-hmm. right? So that was existing when they applied, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any comment on that at all? Or, like you said, what I'm hearing is staff just treated it as a new application and just denied it.
No, it's mentioned as an existing structure in the staff report.
Oh, no, I understand it, but I guess what I could have misunderstood what you just said, but was there any extenuating circumstances, any thought about whether it's encroaching the setback and it's impacting a neighborhood concerns or anything like that? And yeah. If there wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Just typically any request to reduce setbacks.
Okay, so basically the discussion was non-existent. Is that fair enough to say?
Well, he discussed it with us.
Okay.
The application process. So.
And then did they say no, or?
Well, I mean, effectively where this all...
I'm trying to get more context is really what I'm trying to get.
Sure, yeah. So the property owner is seeking a building permit for its change in occupancy. And then, you know, after submitting to comprehensive planning, seeing that there was a rear setback violation, was kind of what spawned.
Okay.
The...
So there was no discussion as to suggestions to speak to the neighbors behind the property to see if anything?
It's along Hacienda Avenue.
Yeah,
there's no neighbors behind there.
No.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right, I'm open to, thank you, by the way. Appreciate the input. I'm open to a motion.
I would motion to approve.
Okay.
I think this was Ms.
All right.
With staff conditions, correct?
Yes, with staff.
It's approved with staff if approved conditions because it was a denial.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries to approve with staff
conditions.
Conditions. go forth and just realize you do need to get a building permit, right? That's
of course. Perfect. I can take those plans from you too if you want to.
Don't waste them on us. Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Item three, any applicant or representative for item three, which is the Sunset and Durango Partners LLC. All right, let me read this into the record. It's ET-25-400115, SDR-23-0831, Sunset and Durango Partners LLC. This is a site design first extension of time. So if you would just feel free to come up and just speak on the extension of time.
Address is 5030 Paradise Road, Suite C-214, Las Vegas, 8919.
Excuse me. If you do need to make a comment, please take it outside because we can hear you, okay? Really, really appreciate it if you do, just take it outside. I'm sorry, go continue.
So this is our first request for extension of time for our development at the Bend, and we're just requesting an extension for the existing approval. We're not changing any of the signs, and we're not changing our monuments.
Can I stop you? Just speak to the extension of time.
Oh, okay. And why we requested
it? Yeah.
Okay.
That's all you need to do.
It took us a little while to get started building over at the Bend, and we still have 3 more TIs to finish and to also build our monument sign, which probably won't be until the end of next year. The sign costs about $1 million. So it's a big sign.
So you just need more time.
We just need more time.
All right. Taking it out to the public, are there any comments about this particular applicant? All right, seeing none, bring it back to the board. Any questions?
None for me.
None? No questions? Okay, is there a motion?
Yeah, with motion to approve with staff conditions.
Okay, motion to approve with staff conditions. Without further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good
evening.
Uh-huh.
You too.
You too. All right, items 4, 5, 6, and 7. All right, let me read all this into the record. PA-25-700049-Toba Russell and K and Bella Noir LLC, plan amendment to redesign the existing land use category from neighborhood commercial to business employment on 4.61 acres, generally located on the west of Edmund Street and the south of Russell Road within Spring Valley. Item 5 is ZC-25-0767, Tobler, Russell K, and Bella Noir LLC, zone change to reclassify 4.61 acres from an RS-20, residential single family 20, zone to an IP industrial park zone within airport environs AE-60 overlay, generally located on the west side of Edmund Street and the south of Russell Road within Spring Valley. Item 6 is VS-25-0768-Toba Russell K and Bella Noir LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County based between Lindell Road and Edmund Street and Russell Road and Quail Avenue, and a portion right-of-way being Russell Road, located between Lindell Road and Edmund Street within Spring Valley. And item 7, WS-25-0769, Toba Russell K and Bella Noir LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: increased retaining wall height and 2 alternative driveway geometrics, design review for a warehouse and distribution center on 4.61 acres in an industrial park zone with airport environs AE-60 overlay, generally located south of Russell Road and west of Edmund Street within Spring Valley. All yours.
All right, good evening.
My name is Bob Gronauer, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. I'm here representing the applicant on these four matters. Like everyone else, I do apologize. I told my client and our consultant, we don't need big boards because we use the overhead. I'm prepared. So apparently I'm not prepared, but that's okay for the big board.
We're the ones unprepared.
Yes, these were supposed to be part of the projector that you had, but we'll go through everything here, just like what everybody else before me. So the first thing I'm going to do is just orient you to the location of the property. You can see the yellow area here. This is about 4.6 acres of property. This is Russell Road, just to the north of us. Russell runs east-west in this area. You have Edmond, which runs in adjacent to our property here along the east side. Edmond runs north and south in this area. You do have some existing residential development in this area, and I'm going to flip over to the land use plan to show you what's planned in this area. As you can see, also on the other side of Edmond in this area, you have some industrial, some commercial uses. On the other side of Russell, you have some single-family residential uses in this area. If you go further up on Edmonds here, on the west side of Edmonds, you have some industrial development. So you can see where this area, what's existing in this area. Next thing I want to show you is the master plan, which will give you a little bit better picture here of what we are, why we're asking for the business employment for an industrial zoning. Again, this is our property here. This pink area here that you see is all planned for neighborhood commercial uses. What you're allowed to do as of right on these parcels here, and these are allowed as of right uses, not subject to use permits, is like a hotel, a restaurant, a motel. You have, like, I think a funeral home. You have some personal services and so on. Those are uses that are allowed as a right in a commercial. If you're going to do fast food restaurants, you're going to do other type of drive-through restaurants in this area, be subject to a use permit on these properties that's located there. So the reason why I mention that is because I think what we believe with my client, that what we're coming in with is with the office warehouse flex of what we're proposing, is we believe is a less intenser use than having multiple pads out in this area on this piece of property here, which would probably create more traffic, would create more openness and more noise in the area than when I'll show you the layout of what we're proposing. So as you can see in this area here, all this blue is already master plan. BE is what we're asking for, is a BE land plan in this area. It's also, as you go north, it's on both sides of Edmonds, because I know if you read the staff report, they say there's nothing on the east side of Edmonds with respect to the BE master planning. But as you can see, if you head up north in this area, you do have some. You do have a rural neighborhood preservation area in this area here, as I mentioned. In this area here where I'm showing you, you have two homes that actually back up to our property located here. So when I get into the waiver of development standard for the wall height, it's up in this area here, because I should have pointed out in the aerial, and those of you who live in this area, you know there's a huge drainage area, wash area in here. And because of this wash area here, when I talk about the waiver development standard, we are coming in with fill for this area. It's only to be filled in this area. And the wall height, to increase the retaining wall height, is located up in this area here, because this is a low point. So we would not be increasing, asking for the waiver development standard to the southern portion of our property, but that's where the fill, excess fill, and the wall height waiver that we're asking for up in that area. Next that I want to show you is the site plan. So we had a voluntary neighborhood meeting and a mandatory neighborhood meeting as you come through the land plan amendment process. Again, orient you is to the north is Russell. This is Edmond, which is to the east of our borderline here. And then down here is Quail. We're surrounded by three streets, Quail, Edmond, and Russell. And then in this area here, it's master plan neighborhood commercial. Down here is existing in the R&P. We have two homes located here. On the design of the buildings, I'll start with the design of the building. There's two ways to look at this. And what we took a look at is we could push this building as far as close as possible out onto Edmonds. And then by doing that, though, what would happen is you'd have an open area back here, which you'd have your truck traffic and or other cars and parking, etc. When we were designing this, what we thought is it's better maybe to push the building closer to the property line where we'd have a 20-foot landscape buffer in this area. In there, we have two rows of trees of intense landscaping down, as I mentioned, along the west property line. As I mentioned, all the parking and any type of dock area is located coming off of Edmond. We think, if anything, any type of noise or any type of activity and circulation is all out on Edmond and also up here up on Russell. We have ingress and egress that you come in off of Russell here, and we have ingress egress coming in off of Edmonds in this area here. We have a heavily landscaped area in here. Typically, you have 15 feet of landscaping. We have 5 foot of landscaping on the exterior. You have 5 foot sidewalk and then another 5 foot of landscaping. In here, we have a total of 25 feet of buffer in this area where we have 5 feet of landscaping, 5 feet of detached sidewalk, and then 15 more feet of additional landscaping in there. The reason for that is we wanted to make sure we would have a nice intense buffer out here out front. And then also we have our buffer, as I mentioned, to the west on our property here. The wall height that I mentioned earlier is going to be up in the northwest portion of our property up here. This is where that drainage channel that it runs up through the property in this area. That's where we're asking for the fill. And then also we have throat depth waivers coming in off of Russell and also Edmonds. Coming off of Russell, we don't have any parking spaces in here, so we believe that although our depth in this area comes out to about 18 feet, where 75 is required, if you turn in here, you can still make the turn in here safely because there are no cars backing in and out. And one of the things that we did is that's why we see the green spaces in here, so we increased green space so you don't have parking in this area to become a public safety issue and circulation. So similar thing in here, we increased some of the landscaping in here in this island, as you see here. And the reason is we didn't want to have cars in this area here. So you're able to bring in and back up a truck and pull back out on Edmonds in that area. So those are the waiver development standards that were requested. This will give you an idea of the intense landscaping that we're proposing out on Edmonds. The building height is 35 feet. In the IP zoning district, you're allowed to go up to 50 feet. As I said, this is more office warehouse flex that we would be looking at doing on the property here. That gives you an idea. And then the last thing I just want to mention is, because I think it's item six is the vacations that are on the agenda. Staff's recommending approval of the vacations. In the red area here, these are government patent easements. Fairly straightforward. These are easements that are not required. And then where you do see the yellow, and actually in this area here, we need to have, we're putting in detached sidewalks. So because you're putting in detached sidewalks, you're required to have a vacation in this area. And that's why we are asking for that. And staff is recommending approval so we could achieve the detached sidewalks. So that's about all that I have on all four items. I believe I just captured the four items that are before you.
Thank you. All right, going back out to the public. Anybody that would like to speak on this item? Okay. So come on up.
I'd like to speak on all of them.
Sure. You know, yeah, we're going to discuss everything. We'll ask the questions. Just speak to us.
Okay. First of all,
what is your name for the record?
Tom Shelton, 5920 West Patrick Lane. I live in the RNP neighborhood, and we are not getting over the fact that people continue to infringe on it. We've heard that comment made in here many times. So first thing I want to say that we appreciate some sensitivity here, noting previous concerns that we have had, especially with the way the vehicles come in and out. Edmond does not specifically go to the heart of the neighborhood, and Russell does not. We appreciate the green zone, right? But the problem is there is at least one project of some fairly pricey condominiums going in about a quarter of a mile from here. Much more in keeping with the current zoning, much more in keeping with the neighborhood and the collar of non-development that we've been promised for these decades. And so I'm not seeing how this fits that. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, any others? Sir.
There's a couple of questions. The,
Sir, can we get your name and director questions to the board?
I'm sorry, it's Gary Moffitt.
And the board to get back with the applicant. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, just address us.
All through 4 through 7.
Yep.
I think a couple of questions I have are.
Address us, please.
We haven't owned the
sir,
property adjacent
to sir.
Okay.
Sir, address us, please.
I'm sorry.
Address us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On the one question that he gave up about filling in the property with a, has there been a study of a flood area? We have some of that coming across our property, and based on what we know of what's going through there, there's nothing there going through there. And I just wanted to know if there was a study done so that we could take a look at that and determine that based on the fact that we own the property adjacent to him. The other piece that I happened to have on this is how close on Russell Road does that building come out onto the property to see how much that 35 feet tall building would block any of the piece that we have adjacent if we were looking at doing something there. The other question I have would be that I think that they probably answered that question. I want to know it. That they were going to vacate some easements. Is Quail going to be vacated?
Let me capture the questions to make sure I get it right. First one, is there a study about the flooding?
Okay.
Is that one?
Yes.
Okay. Second is you want to know the setbacks on Russell Road, the building, how close the building is to the road.
That's correct.
All right. And the third one is, could you repeat the one about Quail?
They have vacates.
You want to know
for
if there's
easements?
Any
are they just patent easements that they're going to get rid of the government right. patents?
Right.
Or is Quail an actual vacant for that piece of property.
Right. Okay. Yeah, all right, thank you. We'll make sure we address those.
Okay. All right. I think I got my questions.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any other questions or comments? All right, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board, but before the board
I can answer.
So why don't you go ahead? Yeah, let me ask the question. So the first one has to do with the go ahead and do the flooding.
Yeah, I did a flood. I'll do all three.
You got it all?
Yep, I got all three.
Flooding study.
So first of all, is my client is here, and we would like to, after the meeting, meet with Mr. Moffitt, because
okay.
we've been wanting to meet with the adjacent neighbor. Yeah. So this is good. So I'm glad you're out, so we can talk to you after the meeting. But let me answer the question.
Yes, address us.
Is so the first question is the drainage that we're doing here. We're going to be making a $1.5 million improvement in this area. We're going to be taking all the drainage coming in and dumping it over here where it's supposed to go. So we'll be making improvements in here, which is going to improve the drainage area in general in this area here. So that is one thing that we will be doing, and we can share with our with the neighbor, Mr. Moffitt, there, the plans of how that's going to come about. So we already know that. We didn't do a drainage study to be completed, but we already have our technical people already looking into it, because as you're putting the cost to the project together, we got to figure out what that is.
do know that's a big ticket item of $1.5 million of what's going to go in for the drainage in this area.
So to summarize, there's no drainage study, but you're doing
But
you're doing some mitigations right now.
Yeah, we understand that that's the price right now. There may be some other things we need to do. The second question, very good question, off of Russell. This is about a 99, this is 99 feet away, the building, off of Russell in that area for a setback. And then the last question was on Quail Road. We thought and we looked at potentially vacating Quail Road in this area, but this is more of the neighbors who would live in the cul-de-sac here and the cul-de-sac to the south of Quail. So we're open to it because we do know, just so you know, is, let me just put this up here. Because there is another application that I think that some of the neighbors were coming out in the future. This is probably coming up on your next town board meeting or the future town board meeting in a month. This is another industrial development here. And we talked to the potential developer here about potentially vacating Quail, but we're not going to touch Quail unless neighbors ask us because that's ingress and egress there on the east and west. But if that was something that they would want us to look at, we would definitely look at that. But today we're not vacating Quail, okay? So we're not touching anything on Quail, but we're open for it. But everything else, there's patent easements that are needed, and the county's recommending approval of that.
Okay.
So what's the discussion of possibly turning Quail back into a dead end, which it was originally?
And the irony is my client, who's built some of the stuff over here, they're the ones that helped build Quail as part of those, you know, working with the neighbors in the past. But even though they already built that road in there, more than willing to remove it if that's a concern in there.
All right, thank you. All right, let's bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments?
Comment-wise, I mean, so the design of the building is well-designed. The meetings happen with the neighborhood. We discussed that with the client. So it does seem to be well-designed. The intensity jump is of great concern to everyone in the neighborhood, mainly because it is the only thing buffering that industry from the RNP is that land. And everything in line south on that side, adjacent to all of the neighborhood, is currently zoned in neighborhood commercial professional.
Right.
The neighborhood itself is not really against any development. It is, however, against the jump in intensity of that. That is the main concern. But everything else seems to be in line and very well thought out. Did you have a rendering of the building itself and any changes with the latest update?
Yeah, let me see. I got my.
Because as I recall, in the neighborhood meeting, one of the discussions was possibly, as we say, softening of the architecture to bring it more in line to things of that nature, as opposed to the stuff across the street.
Yeah. So what we're looking at. So this is the front side here. This would be. You're on Edmonds looking in at the development. This is without the landscaping. Looking west, yes. This is the behind the building here of what you'd be looking at. What we wanted to do, and this is all subject to we can make changes, is what we want to do is make sure we soften the backside here. And however we need to soften it to come in line with the neighborhood and for compatibility purposes, totally in support. And the good news is we talked to Mr. Moffitt from here on and figuring out if there's anything in here that we can do from the backside. But there's also going to be double row of trees back here and that 20-foot landscaping that we're proposing out there. So this will be covered up to an extent. But what we wanted to do is give this articulation here so you don't have a flat wall in the back there.
Any other questions or comments? Musings out loud.
At the neighborhood meeting, it was stated that this building is being pointedly constructed to support Lagundi Foods, which is a food distribution company, mm-hmm. which is across Russell Road,
yep.
And they're looking to expand, and that this would be done for that.
Yes,
and that there is no intent to change this to something more in line with the neighborhood commercial style of
no.
business that's going
Correct.
On. It's solely being done to be a warehouse for the
building. Yeah. Yep.
I have no further questions.
All right. So I have a couple of questions. One has to do with item four, which is the plan amendment, which staff is recommending a denial. So if staff were to deny, you can't use the warehouse, correct?
Correct.
All right. Obviously, that's going to be a hardship on the business, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And that's why this is the office warehouse flex. So it's not the major big warehouses that you see. It's
right.
We have office space and storage, and they'll be doing their food prep in there.
All right. On item seven, the standard about the wall. I just want to try to understand the context. Mm-hmm. So staff is recommending a tiered wall. So my guess would be that the tiering would be on the side of where the neighborhood is.
Yeah, this would be in the commercial portion of the property.
Right.
Because adjacent to this, as you know, is all commercial.
Right.
So this is where the wall height would be in that area. And what we're looking at is we presume that, you know, you're going to have a commercial business there, and that commercial business is going to have their own landscaping on their side of the wall and doing what they do that you typically see with the commercial projects that are adjacent
right.
to each other.
Is anybody going to be a residence or other than the businesses that's viewing the wall, the back, their side of the wall, not where the property.
Yeah, no. Yeah, the wall is back here on the west side, so that's all that you have. So the wall height in this area would be as I mentioned there. So the commercial,
right.
your whatever built out as commercial on here, you're gonna obviously see that portion of the wall.
Right. Now, if you did opt to do the tiering, how much space or width would you need to do a tiering?
Is that about 3 feet?
Yeah, 5 feet max.
5 feet?
And every 5 feet width. So 5 feet.
All right. Okay. I want to hear from staff a little bit. Obviously, staff thinks that by going to a business employment, the intensity, to use Patrick's word, would be a little too high for that area. All right. Okay, I have enough. Carol, did you have any questions or comments? All right, I'm open to a motion. Let's do item four first.
Item four would be a motion to deny with staff recommendations.
All right. Without further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Item five, zone change.
This is the full zone change. I would motion to deny with staff recommendations as well.
All right, motion has been made. All those...
I can't hear. What was that one for number five?
Motion to deny with staff recommendation.
Deny? Okay.
Yeah. All right, without further discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye. All right, item six, which is the vacate and abandon.
I would make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right, motion's been made. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Well, aye, by the way. And item seven, which is the waiver of standards.
For increasing
standards.
The wall height.
Yeah.
That I would make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right. Move to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a happy
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yep, you
Take
too.
Care.
Good luck. That's the next stop. Okay. Item eight. Is anybody for item eight? All right, let me read this into the record. It's UC-25-0703. It's Shockey Enterprises, LLC. Use permits for the following. Banquet facility. Number two is live entertainment in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 1.86 acres in a CG commercial zone. In a commercial general zone within airport environs, AE-60 overlay, generally located west of Rainbow Boulevard and north of Oquendo Road within Spring Valley.
Staff, my name is Larry Sanchez on behalf of the owners. Address is 7844 Soaringbrook Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. We are asking staff for special use permits for a banquet facility inside this commercial CG zone. We are also asking staff to allow us to have a banquet facility within 200 feet of a residential zone, and also to allow live entertainment inside the CG zone of this existing commercial building. Currently, this building is two big buildings. The one that we are in questioning in is here, and inside this 9,000 square foot section of building, we are asking staff to allow us to use 2,500 square feet, which would be the makeup of this area right here, which would be an event center. The event center is not a nightclub. It's just for gatherings, maybe cultural events. The main purpose of this whole space, if you will, is a dance center. It's a dance academy. They have classrooms, bathrooms, offices. That is the main function of this business. This business is not converting the whole second floor into an event center. It's just a portion of it would be used, again, for basically live entertainment, cultural celebrations, birthday parties of the members within this dance community. The banquet hall, like I said, is just to function at a minimal rate within the regulations of whatever staff has. We are also asking within this area only, possibly live entertainment, if someone needs to bring you know, a musician, or they do a gathering of the party or something. Most of these events would probably be on a weekend, and usually on the weekend, a lot of these existing businesses, retail shops, business shops, are usually closed, but they do have enough space for parking. Currently, they have it's required to have 107 parking spaces, and they have about 155 spaces. And as far as noise levels within the 200 feet of this residential area, we are proposing to keep everything well within the confines of just this space right here. This is not to have live music and noise levels all simultaneously in this whole 9,000 square foot space. It's just this area right here. And again, this is small business development. This is not made to transform the whole dance academy into a major banquet hall, just a portion of it. And this banquet hall is, again, on the second floor. It's not on the first floor, so.
All right. Anything further?
No.
All right, bringing it back out to the public, are there any questions or comments regarding this application? All right, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board.
Question for staff. The permitting goes to the entire business, not a small portion or square footage of the business on a certain floor, correct? All right. So it's it applies to everything, despite intent.
Right.
It would apply to everything.
So, sorry, just to clarify, it's not the entire building; it's just the suite specific. So that floor, the 9,000 square feet. Yes, that's what it would apply to.
Yeah.
But nothing else in the building.
Yeah, understood. That not the other businesses.
Correct.
Yeah, it would be suite 207 to be exact.
Understood.
Yeah. That's it.
I have no other questions, Bill.
That's the space.
So I'm going to, I hate hypotheticals, but I'm going to ask them anyway. That little corner that you put,
the corner is not little, but how, not that little, but where was a live entertainment?
Yes.
Will be. What is the intent of having entertainment there?
Well, anytime you want to entertain a group, it could be a birthday party. They may have a 2-3-piece band. I don't know. It could be someone who's just going to do.
Right. So it's not a standalone event for live entertainment.
No. Right. No, this is meant for gatherings, cultural right. assemblies, and this is not meant to have like raves and stuff like that. It's not, no. This is a dance academy. So
do you plan to do any soundproofing?
I believe currently, to keep the noise level within, I believe they've already looked at doing some sound reduction within this particular space only. So yes.
Has that been incorporated into the application?
It has in a way, to the point where we are going to, stay within the confines of noise level reduction, meaning all these walls will not be open to the outside. Everything that you see here is currently as is. There's no reason to adjust the outside. If anything, it would be just in the drywall inside spaces only.
Okay. All right. Given the circumstances, I think that you might want to consider submitting another application with more specificity, and either comply the general intent of the fact that you got 9,000 square feet, you're only going to have music and a small portion of that, mm-hmm. but the permit applies to the entire 9,000 square feet. So,
okay.
So having
even though the application's to a particular suite, right?
It's to a suite, but I think the point that we're trying to make is that you might want to create something a little better or
more specific.
Rewrite the application a little bit better,
okay.
because it does sound like that. Using the entire space is going to be, the sound's going to be intrusive.
Sure. A note for the board. You can approve with a condition of soundproofing. That way, when the commissioner sees the comments, they
right.
see that that is something that you guys are looking for. Usually, an approval, if it's denied, it's just denied.
Right.
With a blank statement. So if it's approval, you can add a condition
yeah.
on it to say that you would recommend soundproofing. I know Enterprise Town Board does that a lot when there's a residential nearby. That could be an option. So that way, when Commissioner Taft
right.
sees the comments, they could say that that's a priority for the board.
Yeah, no, your comment is appreciated, but I'll just say that I think this board doesn't mean we can change it. We can change the board, but the precedent that we adopted was to either deny or approve what we have before us and give the applicant the opportunity to amend the written paperwork moving forward. But if the pleasure of this board now is to adopt the suggestion to condition the permit, I'm open to it. I'm not hard one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm just saying like that would really
understand.
That would help inform the commissioners.
Understand.
They're not gonna listen to the voice audio, but they can see that on paper when they get the packet.
Okay, so we have it as an option.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. So given that, I would entertain a motion.
I would motion to deny with staff conditions.
All right. Without further discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And you're a no?
Correct. It's with the denial.
Yeah, so it's a 2-1. So
2-1.
2-1.
Okay.
Did you say
Carol,
correct?
Carol, you were nay, correct?
She's a denial.
Your denial?
Yes.
3-0 denial.
3-0. So it's a
3-0.
Okay, my apologies. Thank you for your time. Good luck on the next steps. Okay, item 9. Let me read this into the record. Is there a presenter for item 9?
Carlos?
Yeah.
Maverick.
All right. Let me read this into the record. It's UC-25-0761 Maverick Inc. Use permit for a vehicle wash facility. waiver of development standards for modified residential adjacency standards, design review for a vehicle wash facility on 3.7 acres in a commercial general zone within the airport environs AE-60 overlay, generally located south of Russell Road and west of Jones Boulevard within Spring Valley. All yours.
My name's Don Shively. I represent the applicant. The address is 6020 West Oaks Boulevard, Rockland, California, 95765. I apologize, I brought a PowerPoint presentation, so you'll have to bear with me on this. Quick Quack is coming before the county and the community to apply for a car wash at 6135 Russell, and it's on the corner of Russell and Jones, tandem to that Maverick gas station that's in that area. We are a growing car wash facility. We're in approximately 13 states now, 300 car washes. We're growing pretty quickly at this point. And we have identified this location in the community, and we're excited to bring this proposal before the community. This car wash is going to be situated just to the west of Maverick gas station. That location will be 1.68 acres, of which that will be a car wash facility, a self express car wash. They will not exit the car on it. They'll stay in the car while it's washed, and then they have the opportunity to enter one of the 19 stalls that's on the facility. What we find is that 85% just drive off after washing the car, and they don't stick around to vacuum it out, but that service is available to them if they decide to use that. The next one is the queuing on it, or the queuing on it will be approximately for about 18 cars. What takes us about 3 minutes to wash a car. Every 30 seconds a car is entering the tunnel. We're projecting that we'll have approximately 20 to 30 cars an hour in that time period. We don't anticipate any stacking of vehicles at this location. We have sufficient circulation on that property to manage a large amount of vehicles at this location. A couple ideas they're trying to get, or a couple questions that we have is, what does our design look like? It's a national brand, and we try to make it as easy to spot as possible for our customers. We are a membership-based program, in which if you buy a membership at our car wash, you can use it at any one of our 300 car washes throughout the United States. Our customers love that idea, where they can zoom in and out as they're picking up the kids at school, going to the grocery store, picking up their cup of coffee. It only takes 3 minutes they're in and out. Our operating hours will be from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. Most of our business is done from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, with a little bit of service that's happening. People heading to work or coming home from work in the evenings with it. Our design is it's green, it's yellow. We've been working with staff on this project to meet their concerns, and we've addressed them, and we feel that we have a good product that we'll be bringing to the city at this time. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, thank you. Bringing back out to the public, any comments from the members of the public? Sir.
Tom Shelton, 5920 West Patrick Lane, just down Jones from where I know where this is. And my only question has to do with saturation. There is a car wash directly across the street, and there is a car wash on Jones and Sunset. I guess my question is, do we need another car wash? And that's it.
All right, thank you. So, the question was asked, I'm going to ask it. Do we need another car wash?
Absolutely. The answer is absolutely. And the reason for that is you have roughly 3 million people in the metropolitan area. Each one of those, I'd say, you have 1.5 million cars out there. It's a large investment that you have in that car, anywhere from $100,000, $50,000, $25,000. People want to keep their cars clean. We provide a service. What we do is we provide convenience for the customer. No one wants to go out on the weekend to wash it for 2 hours in their driveway, let alone the waste that happens with the 100 gallons, 125 gallons of water. What we do is we offer a convenience that you can wash it in 3 minutes. We save water for the community. We recycle everything that we use, and we put it back into the system. So we are in a very efficient car wash. We know what we're doing. We wash cars.
All right, thank you. Any other questions from the members of the public? All right, seeing none, bringing back to the board. Any questions or comments?
Yeah, question for staff on this one. So staff is currently recommending denial based on its proximity to residential. My understanding is that the immediately adjacent parcels of land, which are currently undeveloped, are not actually zoned residential. The closest residential is actually removed a bit from them. Is it? I just want to make sure I'm seeing that correctly on open web.
No, I believe they are zoned residential adjacent, but it's...
I was seeing something very different on there, which is why I questioned that.
But is that your only concern, is if they are zoned residential?
No, I'm pretty sure there's follow-ups.
Well, I mean, it is my main one, because, certainly to the questions that are proposed, do we need another car wash? Not my business.
Yep.
If they want to, you know, saturate an area, that's on them. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really care. This is a business that is used by the immediate local community. It's things that the community tends to want, like coffee shops and things that they can go to immediately. Yeah. So in that regard, I think it's fine.
So to get back to your question, your original question, there are three parcels adjacent to it that are zoned residential. There's one parcel that's not, it's zoned commercial, but there are three parcels right next to it that are zoned residential.
And currently undeveloped, right?
Yeah.
And then, in the same vein, their nearest competitor is Love Car Wash, which is directly across the street from this.
Yeah.
And that too has already been approved right next to residential as well.
Correct.
I think those are my main questions.
All right, Carol, do you have any questions or comments?
No.
All right. So I have a question to the applicant, or basically staff. So one of the issues that staff wrote up is that the vacuum and the queuing lanes will be within the 200-foot separation area. Can you share what the context of the discussions you have had with staff, and by doing the redesign that staff thinks that you're able to do, what challenges would you have if you did redesign it such that the queuing lanes and the vacuum equipment would be outside of the 200-foot separation?
And further to that, do you have within your presentation a layout showing that?
Of 200 feet radius?
No, just showing us your current design plan.
I do have something like that. I can bring it.
I'd very much like to see it, yeah.
That's the subject.
So that's the subject parcel
Yes.
you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
The property right here, it's vacant land around us. It's from the, we were measuring it from the building itself because of the the parcel was within the 200-foot radius. We were working with them to move our structure, the show wash room, 200 feet away, and that's why we put that buffer of that queuing lane on that side along.
Do you have a plan view on that?
Yes.
There we go. That's what. All right. So this is Russell up top.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So the adjacent property lines are.
Correct.
And so just run me through how this is.
So they'll come in, they'll access it through Russell. Mm-hmm. They'll come in here and they'll queue here, where they'll have a license plate reader that will allow them through the gate. If they don't, they'll be able to purchase a one-time pass for that. And then they'll enter into the show wash room where they are washed, and then they're free to either exit back out onto Russell, right in, right out, or they would be free to go into the vacuum stalls.
And what, just out of curiosity, what was the concept of doing it this way as opposed to flipping it so that this queue starts on closer to the road?
Yeah, so the showroom would be further away from the residence. Right. That was the reason for that.
Because that's the thing that's making the most negative impacts.
Yeah, noise concerned.
Things like that. Whereas the queue, you're not expecting cars to really be building up within the queue traditionally.
So based on what I'm saying, it would be a challenge, if not impractical or impossible, for a redesign.
Correct.
All right. So can I ask staff why there's a premise that a redesign would be workable?
If the applicant wants to propose a redesign or
show this to the
agenda. If they don't want to design it to meet our standards, then that's why.
Okay.
Basically, a complete redesign of the business proposal is really what it comes down to.
Not the layout of the business, I get it.
They could do something different.
And my question's moved based on that, within that context. Okay.
Thank you.
If there's no further further discussion or comments, questions, I would entertain a motion.
I would motion to approve with staff conditions.
All right. Without further comment or discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. Thank you for your time. Okay. We're moving along. Item 10 and 11, the Mohawk Capital Management Company. All right. Let me read these into the record. ZC-25-0758 Mohawk Capital Management Company zone changes for the following: reclassify 2.5 acres from an RS20 residential single zone to an IP industrial park zone within the airport environs AE-65 overlay, and to remove the neighborhood protection RNP overlay, generally located on west of Mohawk Street and south of Saab Avenue, alignment with Spring Valley description. Item 11 is a VS-25-0759, Mohawk Capital Management, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Saab Avenue, alignment and Post Road, and Lindell Road and Mohawk Street within Spring Valley, on file. Yours.
Good evening, Samantha Ryan, Storm Development Services, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2. Here on behalf of the applicant, and I'm also one of the owners, so I am both. We have two parcels, roughly mid-block on Mohawk. To give you some context, Patrick is up here. There was a master plan amendment done in 2024 that changed the underlying land use for seven parcels, including R2 in the middle, to a business employment. So we are now requesting to do the zone change from RS20 to IP to bring the zoning in line with the underlying land use and to vacate the patent easements on the property.
Okay, anything else? That's it? All right, moving out to the public. Any comments on this particular item? Let this gentleman go first.
After
Yes, Skip Boone, 5375 Ponderosa Way. My main objection is just these big boxes moving further and further west. And I was kind of hoping to see Mohawk being kind of a dividing line where the big block buildings would end up on the east side where the rest of them are. But this is just like another encroachment, and we're just kind of waiting for it to land on us sooner or later. It's just an inch by inch by inch. We'll kind of lose that residential feel.
All right, thank you.
Yes, Tom Shelton, 5920 West Patrick Way. My question about the business itself, what kind of businesses will be located in it, hours, and what is the potential impact on the RNP, which has no infrastructure?
All right, thank you. So you heard the comments, and
yes.
So the questions is that how
yes.
do you...
So again,
what do you plan to put in, and what kind of infrastructure
right.
do you need?
So we don't have a planned project at this time. There's no design review in conjunction with this. We don't have a user for the site currently. We're simply doing the zone change so that it matches with the underlying land use, which has already been switched to business employment. Okay. So any user could come along later that qualifies under the IP zoning, and we would have to go through a design review process for any building that would be built on the site at that time, okay? So that's number one. Number two, there was a lot of concern when we were doing, I did the master plan amendment back in 2024 on all of these parcels, and it was discussed at that time that it makes a lot of sense to make Lindell that dividing line, at least in this section. We have a Clark County Department of Aviation piece here. I think it's actually parks now, but because it was owned by Department of Aviation, it's deed restricted. It can never be residential properties, right? I have since seen plans, I don't know how far along they are, to actually dead end Mohawk in a bowl so that there's a single discharge onto Patrick, again, kind of blocking this off from other residential. And all of the current developments on the other side of the street are also residential. So does that help a little bit, give you a sense?
Helps, but not.
I know. The whole street is, it's tending to go residential. So.
At Mohawk would be the end of the property you're talking about?
No, so there's a cul-de-sac here currently.
Right.
It would be below that. The owner of this property is pretty far along, potentially approved for a building that actually would sit south of that cul-de-sac. And then I believe this property just got accepted, so you guys will see that in the next couple town boards to do, I believe, yard and an industrial property there.
So that residence, those four residents with that old cul-de-sac, their egress is only through Mohawk then? Or
it would be, if there was a bolt. Yeah. Again, I've seen the plans for it. I have no idea how far along it is, but that's what I'm aware of on the street.
So
and they
make it, Randy.
I think
okay.
So.
All right. Yeah. All right. So if there's no further questions, comments from members of the public, I'll bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments from members of the board? Nope.
I don't think so. No.
All right.
I think it's pretty clear.
All right, I'm open to entertaining a motion for item 10.
Item 10, I would motion to deny.
All right, motion to deny. All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Carol.
Since the planning is showing to, they're recommending approval, I would go with an approval.
Okay. So it's 2-1.
So what was the motion, deny or approve?
Motion was to deny.
Deny 2-1?
Yes.
And you were nay, correct, Carol?
And item 11, open to a motion.
A motion to approve with
motion
staff conditions.
Motion to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we dealt with item 12. Moving on to general business. Do we have any general business?
No.
All right, no general business. All right, let's move on to public comments on items that have not been listed on the agenda. All right, seeing none, our next meeting is December 9. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I would make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Everyone go. Be
7:25.
All right, be safe.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Thank you.